Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I am proud to be with my friend Jeff Johnson from Rosella Ford Golf Course. Welcome, Jeff.
Welcome.
Jeff, you are a Warsaw, I would say historian, but you have such a great memory and such a great history with Warsaw. Well, what we're going to talk about today is you purchased Rosella Ford from bankruptcy in 2013. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. But your history with Rosella Ford goes way before that.
No, I was pretty much starting around 64, I think. My dad would drop me off, and I'd play golf out there all day long, every day of the week.
So you've got a 60-year history with Rosella Ford.
Yes, and all the wonderful people. My gosh, Scott, you can't believe how wonderful those people were back then. They just treated me like I was one of their kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just start naming them. Jerry Nelson, Walter Enai, Mike Hodges. I mean, Don Dickin. I mean, you just go on and on with all the wonderful people. And Warsaw, when they created this course, they didn't use any taxpayer money. They went around and they sold shares of stock to the people. So the people that wanted a golf course all pitched in $100 and everything. And they raised enough money to build that golf course that way. That's an incredible thing, you know. And Rosella Ford, who was the lady that owned the property, she pretty much donated the property. I think they were giving her a little bit of money, but it was peanuts on the price of the property. That's how they created Rosella Ford back in the early 60s, and Warsaw had its first and only golf course. It really is a wonderful golf course. It's such well-designed golf course. It's American golf. My favorite kind of golf. It's carved out in some fantastic holes on Rosella Ford, and it's in such great condition right now. The greens are, my goodness, you won't find greens any better than anywhere. They're smooth, they're nice, they're true, they're manicured perfectly, and they have a lot of undulation to them. If you can putt on Rosella Ford's greens, you can putt on any greens in the country, and Rosella's in great shape.
Now, you've made a lot of changes since you took over in 2000.
Not really changes. I wanted to keep it the way it was, the way the architect, Bill Diddle, he was a pretty good architect. And I didn't want to mess with what he did.
Right.
I actually moved five back up across the tee because I think all golf courses like Augusta and Pebble Beach and everything should have a par three that's 150 yards or less. And I wanted to get that back. They had moved that tee back to a 200-yard par three, basically, and I didn't like that. I moved it back to the architect's original design.
Oh, and I didn't realize that. Yeah, I always hated
that. That was a board member somewhere along the line that wanted to move it back and make it tougher. And the hole wasn't designed for back there anyway.
I did not like that hole from back there.
Yeah, it wasn't fun to play from back there. It really wasn't. So I think, like I say, every course needs to have 150-yard par three. And we've added the 75 and older. We have, the course has senior tees, championship tees, the blue tees, which when we were young, everybody, even the women, basically played off the same tees, the back tees. Now we've got so many tees.
Yeah.
And I actually, a few years ago, put in a 75 and older tee for the old guys because I was noticing these guys only hitting about 150 yards anymore when they get that age.
Right.
And these holes were hard. They weren't hitting any short irons into par fours, for example. So we put another, and boy, you can't believe how they all switched. They all first said, "Oh, we'll never switch to those tees," and everything, but they're all there now.
Right.
And everything, and it makes it fun for them. It's no fun to play golf when you can't get to the par fours and two.
Sure.
And, you know, that's a
big part of it, too. You understand golf. You've played your whole life, so you understand golf. And having your own nursery, you understand the greenskeeping part of it, too.
Yes.
So you're the perfect owner
and
for
a
golf
course. And I have a Scott Parker who came on board almost immediately, and he could work anywhere anybody would want him, but he loves Rosella Ford, and he loves the people. And without him, I just wouldn't. I'm too old. I can't do this anymore. That guy is a phenomenal worker. He keeps everything running. I mean, we have ice machines, refrigerators, air conditioners, heaters,
so much behind the
tractors, the greens mowers, the driving range equipment, the golf carts. You can't believe what all this man does and mm-hmm. keeps going. It's just mm-hmm. incredible what he does. And once you've had him, there's no way I would do it mm-hmm. without him. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Okay. And luckily for our community, he loves that golf mm-hmm. course and he has no intentions on leaving. Mm-hmm. And so that's really good for our community. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's like when we first took over and everything, it was going bankrupt. And I thought the people that was interested in it weren't going to keep it a golf course. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't see that happen. You know, South Shore up there in Syracuse, they closed that down. I loved that golf course too. That was a fun golf course to play. Mm-hmm. And they have let it run down too. And that was a shame. If mm-hmm. I would have been younger, I talked to my crew. We were going to save South Shore, but I'm too old. Mm-hmm. Okay. I couldn't have done it. I'm just too old. But that course had a lot of potential too. It mm-hmm. was fun. When we were young, my dad was a member of Rosella. We played Rosella most of the time, mm-hmm. but we would go out and play South Shore
sure.
up there too. And there were some good people up there that way too. So I had a lot of memories of both courses. Mm-hmm. But Rosella, I'm really partial to because of, you know, Joe Harris on the golf team, for example, or coach on the golf team. What a fantastic human being. And mm-hmm. I can walk Rosella, and I don't care where I'm at, wherever I'm at, I look up and I see Ed Finkenbeiner, you know.
Oh, yes.
And I take another two steps and I see Cliff Scholl, you know. I mean, it's just, I've had so many memories of the wonderful people on this golf course. And when I was 11 years old, I had a hole in one on 5. Okay, and nobody was playing with me. I was playing by myself, and I was screaming and yelling. And I went over, and Doug Neville and Bruce Grossnickel and Bill Hettinger was on 7 green, and I went over and told them I had a hole in one, and they were very skeptical of it. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong, Bruce Grossnickel, Doug Neville, and them are wonderful people. Uh-huh. But, you know, they just
right.
they had their doubts,
right.
and that really hurt. And then I ran back, and Jerry Fancel and Pam Fancel were up on 4 green. I go, did you see my hole in one? And they go, no, we didn't. And I was just devastated because nobody was believing me that I had a hole in one. And I was walking toward, I just walked in and I was walking down the clubhouse and there was Don Dickon giving a lesson. And I told him that, he goes, what's the matter? And I go, I got a hole in one and nobody saw it and nobody believes me. And Don aww. Said, I believe you, John. And Don brought that up for years after uh-huh. that he talked about my hole-in-one,
yeah.
which really felt good
yeah.
and everything, because that was a big thing. I was 11 years old. And that,
I played my whole life and never had one.
Yes.
My wife's had 3. I've had 0. Ugh.
And that was a pretty dramatic thing back then. But
the hard hole, too.
Like I say, any event, anything that happens, I've got all these memories of these people on that golf course. There was Thelma Scholl. I mean, I can't believe. Sandra Dickon, you know, was a pretty good golfer.
Was she?
Oh, my goodness. People don't know how talented that mm-hmm. girl was. Mm-hmm. That's.
Did they meet on the golf course?
I thought she played golf all her life, but then I was talking to her later, and I found out that she didn't play that much golf. She was just a natural. I really think Sandra Dickon, had she played golf mm-hmm. seriously and wanted to get good, I mean, she raised those kids while Don sure. worked all the time.
Sure.
I think Sandra Dickon could have been a pro. I really, on the
wow.
tour.
Wow.
I think she had that much talent. Huh. And it's kind of freaky because all these years I thought Sandra Dickon grew up playing golf because
right.
nobody could get that good. I
right.
mean, she could beat all the women. And, you know, so she didn't play in the tournaments because the women would get upset, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She was a pro's wife.
Oh, sure.
And then, I mean, there's just so many stories that went on out there that was.
Well, when you played a course for 60 years, that's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeff, one thing I got to compliment you on, too, because obviously from listening to this, anybody that knows you, you didn't have to purchase Rosella. You didn't have to do what you do. Your membership rates have actually, if I remember right, they've declined.
We've reduced it. One thing I did when I took over, Scott, and thank you for bringing that up. One thing I did when I took over was I said I was going to keep memberships down. And they were $1,000 in 2011 mm-hmm. and everything. They were, for a senior, was $850 this year. For a regular, $875. Mm-hmm. We have a 25 and under membership for, I believe, around $450 and everything. We're actually less money on memberships
right.
than they were in two. And what's inflation doubled the dollar. So
$1,000
then was like $2,000 now.
Right.
And we're less expensive than all the area courses and everything. And some people go, well, Roseau's cheap because they have cheap. They only have cheap memberships because I made that pledge.
Exactly. You didn't have to.
Because
do that.
I tell you, if I sold that place to somebody else, they're going to raise those memberships at Rosella up to $1,700, $2,200. I don't know what they would, but they wouldn't keep them where they're at now.
Oh, of course.
And everything. So we're pretty proud of that.
And that's, and again, I'm going to blow your horn for you because you're a humble guy. You won't blow your own horn, but you didn't have to do any of this.
No. Well, I had to save the golf course, okay? I mean, when they were going bankrupt, I just couldn't see it. I'd sit there and I thought about it. I was retired and starting to learn how to do nothing, you know. It took me a few years to learn how to do nothing. And like the highlight of my day was going and watching my boys shooting baskets. And everybody thought I was obsessed with it, but there was nothing to do when you were doing nothing. So the golf course was good for that. At least I started having something to do again. But when we did, the first thing I wanted to do was put it on a tree program. They had let the trees grow, and there was so many. They had overplanted the trees, and they were hanging down to the ground, and there wasn't any grass growing. It was mossy. And the first thing we did, we took out 366, I think it was.
366?
Yes, all full-grown trees. And then, but I replanted 60 in the right places of the right kind of tree. We were taking out a lot of soft maples and stuff. And that was a project. Think about that, 366 trees.
Well, it's so awesome now because you can, from like hole number one, you can see the green.
And that's the way it was originally planned in the layout. In fact, when they had a tree plan back in the, I think it was the late 60s, maybe early 70s, they had recommended adding like 68 trees, and they did that, and they were all little.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the board members of the time, he said that wasn't enough, okay, because it didn't look like it changed anything. But you have to allow them to grow,
right?
And so they added like 500 more in the wrong kind of tree. I mean, that guy came in and designed the proper tree to put in and everything, and had it, and you know, some bad decisions were made along the way. And so when we got it, I mean, I wouldn't even play Rosella before I bought it because I was so, it made me so sad that it had gone that far down.
Well, hole number one, if you got off the right side of the fairway, it was impossible.
Yeah, and there was no grass over there either.
Right.
And when, of course, when we came, about 11 of the 18 greens were half dead. I mean, there was no grass on the green at all. And so, that was a first project. It was sprinkler system. When we came, oh my goodness, I had to go to Toro and get them to come over. And we spent over $100,000 putting new controllers in and getting it working. And we got Scott Parker again. Okay, so we have a very old sprinkler system. And I mean, what's a lot of golf courses do now. And you don't realize your sprinkler system goes, your golf course is bankrupt. Because very few people put money aside for when their sprinkler goes bad. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of golf courses go out because their sprinkler system. But we got that going good again, and Scott keeps it going. And so we're in good shape there and everything. So anything else? I know we're running out of time here. Anything else you want to cover?
Well, no, I was just for people that maybe are new to the area, maybe not even living under a rock or something, haven't heard of Rosella Ford Golf Course. Where are you located, and how do they arrange for a tee time?
And everything. Well, we can talk about that later and everything. We kind of do everything by the phone. I like to do everything like they did in the 70s, this modern-day digital stuff we do. I don't like that. So we still kind of try to do it on the phone. You call up, you set a tee time, and you get on, and we work with you on that. And how much time do we got left here?
We got about 15 seconds.
About 15 seconds. Now, back to this. Scott Wiley, I've known Scott Wiley since I've been a very young kid. And Scott Wiley, we went through the boys club period together. And I think we're down to about 4 seconds here. So,
Well, thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.